这是2014年普通高等学校招生全国统一考试湖北卷英语科听力部分。该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有2分钟的时间将你的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。试音过程中，如遇播音效果不好，考生可举手向监考员反映，以便采取相应措施。现在开始中文试音。小车正穿行在落基山脉蜿蜒曲折的盘山公路上。克里斯朵夫·李维静静地望着窗外，发现每当车子即将行驶到无路的当口，路边都会出现一块交通指示牌，前方转弯或注意急转弯。而拐过每一道弯之后，前方照例又是一片柳暗花明，豁然开朗。山路弯弯，峰回路转，前方转弯几个大字一次次地冲击着他的眼球，也渐渐叩开了他的心扉。原来不是路已到了尽头，而是该转弯了。路在脚下，更在心中，心随路转，心路常宽。学会转弯也是人生的智慧，因为挫折往往是转折，危机同时是转机。现在开始英文试音。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly.Well, we are a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment. But we are growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events. And we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day, except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a Coke or something.We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay. Well...If you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节。听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。 每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便是，所以你选择 B 项，并在试卷上将其标出。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Wow, the literature class is so lively and interesting.
Yes, Linda uses a lot of games so that we can learn more effectively during the 45 minutes. Come on, it's only an interview.
Only an interview? Only an interview? What if I panic? What if I say a silly word by accident?
I bought a size 10 of this jacket yesterday. But I just found size 8 fits me better. Could you hold this one for me? I'll bring the other one back tomorrow.
Sure, ma'am. I will put this one away for you.
Sam, you look a bit upset.
Yes, I saw someone in the supermarket today. He was dressed in the same clothes as me. The clothes looked so ugly.
Oh, that's interesting.
But when I went up to him, I saw it was me, myself, in the mirror.Sorry, Mom. I'm late again. I lost my keys on my way home and tried hard to find them.
I'm sorry. I've got used to this kind of excuse. Could you try something new?
Second节到此结束。第二节。听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白，读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Welcome to our store. Can I help you, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm looking for Jenny.
She's not here.
Is she coming in later?
Don't ask me about her.
Why? Look, I'm concerned about her.
Well, your friend made me a big trouble.
What happened?
She disappeared in the middle of her work. I had to find someone else to fill in her position for the moment. Welcome to our store. Can I help you, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm looking for Jenny.
She's not here.
Is she coming in later?
Don't ask me about her.
Why? Look, I'm concerned about her.
Well, your friend made me a big trouble.
What happened?
She disappeared in the middle of her work. I had to find someone else to fill in her position for the moment.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Look.What's that on the railway tracks, David? A rock? A man?
Oh, it's a tree trunk.
Gosh, a train is coming soon. It's going to hit it. Let's move it away.
There's no time for that. We must stop the train. Let's wave at it.
But we always wave at trains coming by, and the drivers are used to our waving.
We must wave something red. Red...is for danger.
Good idea. Your t-shirt is red. Take it off.
Sure.
Look, what's that on the railway tracks, David? A rock? A man?
Oh, it's a tree trunk.
Gosh, a train is coming soon. It's going to hit it. Let's move it away.
There's no time for that. We must stop the train. Let's wave at it.
But we always wave at trains coming by, and the drivers are used to our waving.
We must wave something red. Red is for danger.
Good idea. Your t-shirt is red. Take it off.
Sure.
Listen to the following dialogue.回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Lucy, I'm getting a lot of complaints.
Really? About what?
Well, apparently, one of our waitresses is having a nervous breakdown.
Who? Me?
Yeah. Listen, maybe you should take the rest of the night off if you don't feel well.
You don't understand.The guy at table 4 said something horrible to me when I was telling him about today's special offer.
What did he say?
He said I was a good waitress.
That's not bad.
I didn't grow up to be a good waitress. That was never the plan. The plan was to be a lawyer.
Okay. You're a young woman. You can still do that.
Can I?A 32 single mother who didn't even graduate from high school?
Lucy, I'm getting a lot of complaints.
Really? About what?
Well, apparently, one of our waitresses is having a nervous breakdown.
Who? Me?
Yeah. Listen, maybe you should take the rest of the night off if you don't feel well.
You don't understand. The guy at table 4 said something horrible to me when I was telling him about today's special offer.
What did he say?
He said I was a good waitress.
That's not bad.
I didn't grow up to be a good waitress. That was never the plan. The plan was to be a lawyer.
Okay. You're a young woman. You can still do that.
Can I? A 32 single mother who didn't even graduate from high school?
听下面一段对话，回答第13至第16四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
I think Mark is frightened to be left alone in the house. Although he doesn't look anxious or unhappy, I know he's just pretending to be brave.
Honey, he's already 14. Remember, we left Catherine alone when she was 10.
That was a mistake. We didn't leave her. We forgot her.
When we got home, she was fine, except that all her books were thrown out of the window. She was chatting with the emergency phone operator and had become friends with her.
Yeah, but we have to make sure that Mark knows what to do in case of emergency.
Of course he does. He took part in the first aid training program last month and passed the exam.
The exam? It helps little in reality.
You have a point.
I've got a solution. Let's create an emergency situation for him. Then, he'll have real-life experience instead of just theory.
Shh! Keep the plan between us.
I think Mark is frightened to be left alone in the house. Although he doesn't look anxious or unhappy, I know he's just pretending to be brave.
Honey, he's already 14. Remember, we left Catherine alone when she was 10.
That was a mistake. We didn't leave her. We forgot her.
When we got home, she was fine, except that all her books were thrown out of the window. She was chatting with the emergency phone operator and had become friends with her.
Yeah, but we have to make sure that Mark knows what to do in case of emergency.
Of course he does. He took part in the first aid training program last month and passed the exam.
The exam? It helps little in reality.
You have a point.
I've got a solution. Let's create an emergency situation for him. Then, he'll have real-life experience instead of just theory.
Shh. Keep the plan between us.
Ting, 下面一段独白。回答第17至第20四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Welcome to this edition of the Stories of Super Geniuses. I'm Susan Wilbur. Today, you are going to hear a story of a great magician. He was born on September 16, 1956, in New Jersey. He picked up magic at 8 and began performing professionally at 12. By the age of 16, he was already teaching magic at New York University. In 1977, he was chosen to host a TV show, The Magic of ABC. The show was a huge success and made him known to the whole world. He understands his craft more than any other magician before him. He said, "Before there can be wonders, there must be wonder." Where others think it can't be done, he always says, "Yes, it can." With this attitude, he never stops amazing people with magic. But the greatest work he thinks he has done is Project Magic. This is a project established in March 1982 to help disabled patients. Every year, he performs over 550 shows and has created many box office records. His love for magic is everything to him. And to those who want to become great magicians, he gave this advice: practice, 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 and never consider anything impossible. Do you know who he is now? Call 202-983-2476 to tell us the name of this magician, and you will get a DVD of his shows. Welcome to this edition of the Stories of Super Geniuses. I'm Susan Wilbur. Today, you are going to hear a story of a great magician. He was born on September 16, 1956, in New Jersey. He picked up magic at 8 and began performing professionally at 12. By the age of 16, he was already teaching magic at New York University. In 1977, he was chosen to host a TV show, The Magic of ABC. The show was a huge success and made him known to the whole world. He understands his craft more than any other magician before him. He said, "Before there can be wonders, there must be wonder." Where others think it can't be done, he always says, "Yes, it can." With this attitude, he never stops amazing people with magic. But the greatest work he thinks he has done is Project Magic. This is a project established in March 1982 to help disabled patients. Every year, he performs over 550 shows and has created many box office records. His love for magic is everything to him. And to those who want to become great magicians, he gave this advice: practice, 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 and never consider anything impossible. Do you know who he is now? Call 202-983-2476 to tell us the name of this magician, and you will get a DVD of his shows.
第二节到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。 听力部分， 到此结束。